This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Let's see, Carlos says, that's a good point about smaller markets, but you can have a cap and kill the max. Keep the but once you have the cap, the problem is, you know how these owners are. Some of them will be undisciplined and they'll pay too much to one guy and it'll. So I think they're trying to create a thing where it's as much of an even level playing field, even for smaller markets. Like San Antonio is a small market. They don't produce the money that Miami, New York, LA, Chicago can produce, even Dallas, right? But they ended up getting a whole bunch of stars and they were able to kind of keep it. Now the stars also were able to take a little less money. They were willing to do it to stay together. That kind of helped out, but still it allowed that small market to actually become a dynasty. You know what I mean? And you know, San Antonio will never be a dynasty again. That's it. They had to run and they'll probably never see another championship again. You know what I'm saying? But because of the rules, Carlos, it allowed them to kind of manage it and be able to keep that together. And I think that's what the NBA wants, that at least if a small market can kind of manage it, they'll be able to keep several players together. You know, OKC, I'll give you a little nugget, Carlos. OKC was owned by like 8 or 9 billionaires, and they chose not to make the sacrifice to keep all those guys together back in the day. Harden, Durant, Westbrook, and the big guy, what's his name? The big center. He was a fourth guy. He's a really good player, man. He's still playing, right? I think he still played even up to this past year. Damn it, man. Help me out there, please. The big guy. I'm now forgetting his name, but really, really good player. And they had a chance. They could have sacrificed, and they Serge Ibaka. Thank you, Frank Lavergne. I don't know how you got a tough name like my name, but thank you. I appreciate you. And they chose the cheap route, and those guys, and they have a whole bunch of rich owners, bro. That was sad for OKC because that fan base is so awesome in OKC. I hate when good fan bases get screwed. You know, like that OKC fan base did not deserve to get screwed. It's like watching the Browns lose their football team. Like, what? You're going to take the Browns away from Cleveland? Like, it's not their fault. The fans are incredible there. You know, that's the kind of stuff that just drives me crazy, you know, when you could have given OKC. Listen, maybe those guys don't figure it out. And obviously Westbrook, as his career went on, we kind of learned that it's hard to win with that guy. And so maybe it doesn't work out keeping all those guys together in hindsight after we find out about everything. But still, man, Durant is such a special player. How do you allow him to leave and all that? You know, it's crazy. Crazy stuff. I feel bad sometimes for certain fan bases that have that moment and it's kind of taken away from them and it's out of their control. Not that Cleveland was winning anything, but dude, they love their Browns there. They've never shown anything but love for their Browns. And no matter what, I know we have a lot of Dolphin fans watching this show on a consistent basis. None of you, if you have any, you know, any scruples, would ever lie to yourselves and not say that Cleveland is a phenomenal fan base. You know what I mean? Browns fans are awesome. And they deserved a lot better than what they got from Modell. And I know that there were issues and they built the baseball stadium and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before they wanted to give the football team the money and all that. And so Modell's cheap ass moved them and all that. I get everything that happened, but that fan base did not deserve that. Sad. And that's why, you know, when you see that the small markets, And you see how San Antonio was able to do something. Then OKC, their owners chose another path, and it's just wrong, man. Wrong.